everyone, and welcome to the highlight of your week. It is Friday. This is TGIF Radio. Say goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. This is a really full studio.
We got four people up in this joint.
I'm concerned if the fire marshal comes in, am I going to get arrested? Because technically I brought you all
here.
No,
they might think this is just a firefighting place.
Oh.
You got red and yellow.
I've got a fire ladder in that box over there.
Yeah.
And it's all safety. Okay, so I'm joined by one Mr. Jared.
Yo.
He's on the mic.
I'm on the mic.
Yo, get on the mic.
I'm like a rap star.
Get
on the mic.
Ember is here again. Hello.
I am.
Yeah.
Hello.
And Andrew is the new guy.
I'm the new guest, so hi everybody.
Can you hear him all right?
I think so.
Let's put it this way. Can you guys hear me? Because I can't hear squat.
I can hear you. No, it's fine. We should be doing okay because
cool.
I got all these cords everywhere. Yeah, no, it's just really full in here. You may not be able to see us.
Yeah.
Because
me and Andrew are sharing a mic and our faces are very close.
Yes, but not too close.
Not too close.
That would be weird.
Oh, it would be very weird.
No, this is weird.
I can make this weirder.
No, I don't want that.
Don't touch me.
It's my rules. I run this place. If you dare, go ahead and call us via Skype. Our username is
If you dare.
They're all chicken. You're all chicken because you don't call us.
Yeah.
Everyone call, please.
Andrew, you never called us.
I tried.
It's TGIF Radio Show.
I'm calling yourself.
No, because we've been to your house before. Your internet is coming out of a dirt clod. Like your router is made out of mud.
Probably is.
it's ridiculous.
See, Renee knows all this stuff, and I have no idea what he's talking about.
Do you want me to?
Yep. I have no idea.
I can teach you sometime. Really, I've offered.
Not right now.
No.
Yeah. Like we can teach you how to actually work on cars.
Yeah, not right now, so later.
The guys at work didn't teach me how to weld. They got me a welding helmet and everything.
You gotta be certified for that, though.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Hey,
to get hired and be professional.
There's so much I learned then.
Yeah.
I thought I needed to be certified for everything. I was wrong.
No. You don't gotta be certified for anything.
I'm not
you don't gotta be certified.
Wait a minute. I'm not certified to podcast. Illegal podcasting. Sorry, that's just what I do.
We podcast illegally.
Wow. Yeah, well, you know, I can see that.
If it was illegal,
we're already breaking one law. Why don't we just go rob a bank or something?
We've gone this far. Why not take it all the way?
Who says we haven't?
Felonies all abound. Is robbing a bank technically a felony?
I think it's classified.
Well, the only way you're gonna rob a bank is with a gun, and that's armed robbery. So
that's
that's a felony.
I don't know.
Big time.
The homeless guy once held up a bank just for a dollar, so he could go to prison to get shelter and food and all that stuff.
It makes sense. It really does.
Yeah, I've heard of people doing that.
Yeah.
They get 3 square meals a day, comfortable bed, and satellite TV. Why not?
They spend a lot of money to keep the prisoners happy.
They do.
And they still shank each other.
What we need to do with our prison system is what they do. I heard they do this over in France. You get some water and you get a loaf of bread.
And for the day?
For the day. And if you're really, really, really good, like you're a stand-up model inmate, they may give you a bed.
Ooh, this reminds me. This is happening in North Korea. Apparently.
North Korea.
but this is important.
Okay.
It really is.
Yeah,
because
continue.
Kim Jong-un, that's his name, right? Yeah, whatever.
Probably.
I can't say it. A muffin and jab. he's loosening up a little bit. He's now allowing women to wear pants.
Oh, no way.
And the people can eat pizza.
What?
It is a party in North Korea.
Sounds like it.
North Korea is best Korea.
Well, do you guys know Manny?
Yeah.
He just got back.
Yeah, no, we know people who don't know. Manny's a guy that we know, and he is in the armed forces.
Wait.
He's in the army.
Emmanuel?
Yeah.
Emmanuel Smith.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He just got back a couple, I think last
week. Oh, is he back?
Really?
Awesome.
I saw him today walking
down the
street.
I had no idea.
Yeah, he was in South Korea at the DMZ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was stationed right on the border there. So
yeah, no, that's really cool. I gotta ask him some stuff then, because like, do you play? Because I know this is a picture that's gone around for a while. Is that there's it's on the border of Mexico and the U.S. Mm-hmm. and they're playing volleyball over the border fence.
Huh.
So, I don't think you can do that with the North Koreans and the South Koreans.
No, I'm pretty sure they'd probably stick a bomb from the North Koreans to the South Korean side.
Yeah.
Pretty locked down there, but
they don't play volleyball, they play
grenade
toss.
Grenade toss is their favorite game.
Catch! No, you catch! Oh, shit! Catch!
Because, I mean, if they're allowed to eat pizza and wear pants, why not play volleyball, huh?
Why not? It's just because they're too mean. That's why.
I know
they finally loosened their grips a little bit, but they're still too mean.
Do you wanna place a bet right now? Like, when is North Korea going to become liberated?
Never.
Or like, I mean, like, so-called liberated, because, I mean, we'll be the ones doing it. Well, now that he new government in.
No, seriously, now that he let the women wear pants, and he let them, like, eat pizza. You know,
they are liberated?
He's loosening up, then people are like, wait, this is awesome, why can't we have more? And then they're going to freak out and kill everybody. It's happened before.
Because the pizza,
you know,
is going to...
I'm surprised that he's letting the women wear the pants in the family.
I know.
The pizza is going to be the thing that causes the citizens to see the light.
Yeah.
Because...
Well, all hail pizza.
It depends on what kind of pizza it is, though. Because if they're eating Hawaiian pizza, they're not going to care.
They're going to rename it North Korean pizza.
North Korean pizza where it's made out of asphalt and dust. That's going
to
be good.
No. They got some plutonium in there.
Ooh, do they? Wait, they have plutonium there?
You remember, they have nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
But they can't shoot them. Okay, here's something I have a problem with. Have you seen Red Dawn?
No.
Yes.
Okay.
I think.
Red Dawn. Okay, for those of you who haven't seen Red Dawn, it's a movie that was made in like the late 70s where Russia does a full-scale attack on the United States, and it's really dumb, and there's Wolverines and something something. But anyway.
Good to know.
It's even more dumb now because they are redoing it with Chris Hemsworth.
He's my 18th hero.
Yeah, but maybe not after this. Because in this movie, North Korea is invading the U.S., the reason I have a problem with that is they can't even get a ballistic missile to launch. How do they manage to get helicopters? I don't understand that.
Because helicopters are easier to launch than a ballistic missile.
No, they're not.
No,
helicopters aren't rocket science.
Ooh, we need rocket-powered helicopters.
It's not rocket
like you
surgery.
just put a bunch of bottle rockets on the rotors, and that's what causes the thing to spin around. It'll be really visible. It'll give everyone a fighting chance.
It would really suck when those firecrackers start to pop.
Yeah, well, because then they just fly off in enemy territory, and hey, win-win. Plus, fireworks are awesome.
Yep.
Why shouldn't they use it? But anyway, that movie isn't going to work at all.
Do you know what's awesome?
What?
Mortars without the mortar tube for fireworks.
Oh, wait, what? No. Like military mortars?
No, like... Firework mortars.
You know those mortars? You put them in the chimney and go, thump, boom!
You're not supposed to do that.
Me and Ben, there's actually a thing on YouTube for this. Me and Ben, we took something, we called it the Comet Basketball.
That's evidence.
It is. We cut a hole in the basketball.
He's not saying his YouTube channel name, though.
I don't remember who's put it under.
Well, why would you even think that? I'm helping
it's,
you
it's
out
It's either
here.
Under Insane Dude 101 or it's under Drew 9909.
You're going to jail.
What we did is we cut a hole in the basketball. We shoved a mortar in there. We lit it and we ran back. And we covered the hole with duct tape first, and then the mortar lit off and it, like, launched the basketball.
A basketball?
Yes. We found an old basketball and we cut a hole in it.
All right. Okay. It's weird in my head because I think it should be inflated, but you can't really keep the basketball inflated when you do something like that.
Yeah,
to
you
it.
Cut no, you it can. Open, you throw a mortar in there, just...
Sucks.
Well, what is cool is because the flames and the propellant from the mortar... found the hole in the basketball and it launched it.
I think you just call the propellant fire.
Yep.
Yeah,
right?
That works too.
It's just pure fire, and that is what makes it go.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, fireworks are cool. There was a guy, he used to live across the street from me. He had this big array for those mortar shells. Like, he was safe about it, sure, it just didn't look safe. But you knew it was kind of in the back of your head. He had this big array.
It's
it
like
was...
a roller coaster. You're like, I'm pretty sure that's safe, so I'm going to go on it.
Yeah, all the blood's going to go in my head, but it's going to feel great.
Oh, of course.
That kind of attitude. The guy across the street, he had this big array for these mortar shells, and it was like a 6x6 grid, and each tube got a mortar. And he bought extra fuse to attach to all the other fuses, and he put them together in this one big log-looking fuse, and he lit them all at once.
Jeez.
It was the coolest show ever, and I hate that he moved. Because now I'm missing out on this show. Like, he's off doing something in some other neighborhood.
Wherever he's at, and all the other kids get to see this, and not me.
I know. Dude, you would have loved it.
I
before,
know.
Before we moved to Washington here, when I lived in Tigard, my dad, he'd get those giant, what are they called, like the Excalibur mortars that have like a 24-inch tube.
Ooh.
They launch them couple hundred feet up in the air, we'd get like six of those tubes going, and we'd run an electrical cord on them with the bare wires, and we'd light them off like dynamite.
That's awesome.
It
Wait,
was awesome.
Can you act? Can you really get those commercially, or is it like a? Like, you got to get them from, like, you know, the fireworks company. And they're not really supposed to sell to you. It's supposed to be for, like, shows on cruise lines and stuff.
I don't know. I think my dad went in there talking.
But someone knows someone.
I know a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy.
That says I can buy from you.
Who is my son, so.
Guaranteed to kill you if you stand more than 5 feet close to it. That's just a statistic. Also, the tagline. Yeah. Will kill you. But based on that, I would just start a firework company that says, the mortar that won't blow you up and kill you.
Oh, so have you guys ever been to the firework show up in Cougar?
Like they do one there?
Well, it's like everybody goes up, and then that one street in Cougar, everybody just lines the launchers up on it, and they light their own fireworks there. And a couple years ago, a guy went through there, and he put a mortar and upside down in the tube when a car drove by.
Oh, come on.
He was stupid.
Why are you friends with morons?
I wasn't friends with them. It sounds so driving down the street.
Sorry, just sounds to me, don't be friends with that guy.
I'm not friends with that guy.
Yeah, don't even talk to that guy.
It caved in the side of the car door because he stuck it in upside down and just caved in the door.
Oh,
and there was a
man.
Cop right down the street, and he didn't do anything.
Fireworks really...
Yeah.
Oh, is that a cougar stereotypical thing?
Well, idiots doing stuff in the street.
Cougar, Washington, where the homes are mobile and the cars aren't.
I don't know much about the surrounding towns.
What?
Really?
You need to get out more, or at least Google Maps.
Dude, I was in Minnesota for like 10 days. Oh, yeah, by the way, I was in Minnesota for 10 days.
Explain.
That's why they're on a show for like 2 weeks. Yeah. So I'm sorry. I was off having fun.
Enjoying your
summer. So screw you guys.
Enjoying your summer.
I wanted one last
crap.
Week for Jared's birthday one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
I was wanting to be here for that, but no, you were off. Gallivanting around.
Sorry. I wasn't gallivanting. If I was gallivanting, I'd be on a horse. I was in a canoe. Come on.
Paddle-a-vanting.
Yeah. No, it was really funny because when I left, someone asked me where I was going, and I didn't really know all the details. So I was like, Minnesota. Well, we're in Minnesota.
Minnesota.
we're going to a lake.
Tell you what, once I find out, I will tell you.
Yeah, but what you got to remember about Minnesota is
10,000 lakes.
10,000 lakes.
You know, there's actually not a real statistic. There's actually closer to like 50,000.
But it's just a nickname. Nobody ever keeps count. Mm-hmm. Well, really, who keeps count of lakes?
The surveyors, dude.
Yeah.
Well, nobody cares about surveyors.
I care.
Don't surveyors make good money?
Surveyors tell you how tall Mount Everest is.
So
do you think
do
you
that.
Could live without that fact?
Yeah.
I don't remember how tall it is right now.
Really tall.
But it is, yeah.
Couple thousand feet.
Close enough.
Couple thousand. Try like 100,000. Yeah.
Hey, you know, I'll beat that. I'll raise you to 1,000,000.
It's so high up, the ISS is just skirting by it. He's got to do a Yui around the... Wait, no, I'm not using Yui right.
Yui.
No, it works.
Whatever.
That'll do.
I don't know car maneuvers.
That's called flipping a...
It is?
Yes.
Wait.
You're technically...
Doing a 180?
Doing a 180. Yeah. Technically, you are flipping a bitch.
Okay.
If you slam on your brakes and you do it fast enough, it's called flipping a bitch. Otherwise, it's just called a Yui.
Well, I didn't know that.
Back tires break loose, you're
flipping a bitch.
Gone.
Oops.
Yeah. So if you're doing a Yui, it's where you're controlled and you're safe about it, and you're concerned about everyone in the area.
I think it's just weird that, like, people know all these things, but nobody does them. Like, I mean, sure, it's safer
than... What
makes
you think that nobody's...
Well, have you done those things?
Who says I haven't?
What's that
Who
mean?
Says
you,
I have?
You have seen the car I drive, right? Little sports car.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't want
to... I already proved to you, my truck burns out.
Yeah, but you don't want to break it. Like, if you break your truck, where are you going to be?
The silver bullet is indestructible.
Oh, my. You're calling your truck a silver bullet?
Hey, ever since the first day I got it.
That is awesome.
That black front panel's not silver now, so it can work.
Oh. Bing. Wait. Oh, you just swapped that out?
No, he painted it.
Painted it.
Nice. With a spray paint can, right?
Yeah.
Well,
it's like from the factory, and it's all color matched and everything. It's just in a spray paint can.
Hey, that's probably better than my car looks. I got flat black and jet black.
All right. No, whatever works for you.
Put clear coat over it.
No, I'm actually painting the whole thing. I got a gallon of jet black to paint my whole car.
Nice.
Yep, I just need to get a paint gun now.
That's like the manliest thing that was ever said on this show. Because I'm usually stuck talking about, like, I don't know, Batman or something.
Batman is so manly.
I'm Batman. Yeah, that's pretty manly.
Bane's pretty manly.
Had to do the Batman voice, I'm sorry.
Hey, Bane's pretty manly too.
You know Drew can do it better.
I don't know really what I'll listen to this later and see what my Batman voice sounds like. Right. I'm not going to do it again cuz I'm going to spare all of you the pain.
You actually did it pretty well though. Just throwing that out there.
I know.
You could get a little bit deeper and darker, then it works better.
Bane's voice is really cool though.
It is.
Like, did you
I approve.
Have you all seen the movie?
Yeah. But do we really want to put spoilers?
Oh, come on.
Yeah, we're going to put spoilers. If somebody hasn't seen it yet,
you got to watch it.
Idiot.
Ember, you got to watch
it. I'm insulted, Jared. Oh.
Sorry, Ember. Sorry.
This goes for you,
too. I think it's still in theaters. Is it still in theaters?
Yep.
It came out, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hey,
maybe.
I'm mad you guys didn't invite me to The Expendables last night. What's up with that?
We didn't think about you.
Yeah,
that's
you do know
truth hurts.
Yeah, we went to the Expendables 2 premiere last night, and there were like 10 people in that theater,
and I was so glad because the movie was freaking sweet.
It was really good. I was surprised after
so much manliness.
I was surprised after what happened with the first one, which it was pretty bad. Yeah. You know what I think?
The first one was meant to be kind of terrible.
It was meant to be terrible.
Well, not meant to be terrible, but I mean, come on, how many people? Cut somebody's head off with a knife and expect that to be realistic.
I don't know.
Who says I haven't done that yet?
Yeah, who says? We know you haven't. That was sarcastic.
I hope to God you haven't cut someone's head off with a knife.
I think maybe it was better because I'm not dissing on this guy or anything, but Mickey Rourke wasn't in the second
one. I noticed that. I'm wondering, like, what in the deuce?
Yeah.
Actually, Mickey Rourke is what made it.
There's nothing really all that spoilable about these two movies because, you know,
it's action, more action, a little bit of death and more action.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, not even a little bit of death.
You've got Stallone and
as the director.
Yeah.
Okay, then it's just as bad as, what's his face?
Rambo.
No,
he
did the Transformers movies.
Michael Bay?
Yeah.
You're saying Stallone's as bad as Michael Bay?
No, I'm saying for action-wise.
Oh, that's harsh. That's harsh, man.
I like Sylvester Stallone. He's a great director and everything. But I'm just saying, like, violence-wise, it's on the same level.
Try talking to Mike more. Cause, okay. Well, I'm wondering, no, because Michael Bay is an explosion guy.
Yeah.
That is his problem. It's an addiction that he has.
Were your eyes open for the Expendables too?
Yeah, there were some explosions, but not Transformers explosions.
Well, Transformers has those gay explosions. Like one piece goes off here, and it goes off like a little firework.
If Michael
Expendables was a fireball.
If Michael Bay could make a romantic comedy about two explosions, making a family of explosions, he would make that movie.
He'd get an Oscar
explosions.
Nomination.
Hey, if he's listening, you know you just gave him an idea, right?
No, well, I hope not, because screw you, Michael Bay. The best thing you ever did was The Rock, and I haven't even seen that yet.
The Rock? What's that?
You haven't seen The Rock?
No, it's on my list, though.
What is The Rock?
The Rock is
not a long time ago.
Sean Connery and...
Oh, yeah.
And who?
Nicolas Cage.
Oh, dude, have you guys...
Nicolas Cage is in it?
Yep, Nicolas Cage and Sean Connery. There.
Speaking of Sean Connery...
What about him?
Did you guys ever see those older SNL skits when Chris Farley was still on SNL?
I might have.
Well, they have Celebrity Jeopardy, and when they have like all these stupid celebrities answering Jeopardy questions, they always get them wrong. They're like one of the things was words that end with hamburger.
Uh huh.
And they didn't get any of the questions right.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you kidding? There's only like
and it's
one
like,
answer.
It's like, yeah, I know. It's hamburger. Like they got like two stars and then Sean Connery. That's pretty much how it works. The whole time Sean Connery, because Will Ferrell plays as Alex Trebek.
Trebek. Will Ferrell. Ooh, I gotta see this now.
For reals, you should look him up later once we're done with the show.
Yeah, we're not gonna play it on here because it needs video probably. But...
Yeah, and they're just so funny.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
SNL used to be funny. It really did.
This is like the height of its funniness.
It's dropped off though. Ever since John Belushi died.
I don't know who that is.
You don't get anything.
You don't know who John Belushi is?
He was in Blues Brothers, dude.
Jared, I don't
either. Have you seen Animal House?
Animal House. Nothing?
You've never seen Animal House?
Come on.
Oh,
you'll watch it sometime.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
That was a good response
you had
there.
Can you pull the picture for him?
A picture of John Belushi? Hold on.
If you see John Belushi, you know who it is.
Is he fat with like dark hair?
A little bit.
Yeah, he's pretty chubby.
I think I saw a picture of him once.
You should scoot over here so I'm not sitting awkwardly in this chair.
Lots of pictures of John Belushi. Oh, this one's kind of tiny. See him? Oh. Oh, that's fine. You see him?
Yeah, I've seen him.
Yeah, that's John Belushi.
I've never seen him in a movie, but I've seen him before.
Yeah, awesome. So The Rock was, main guys were Sean Connery, Nicolas Cage, and Ed Harris.
Yeah.
And, oh, that's who Ed Harris is. Right. I've seen him before. Yeah. A few times. So, yeah, no, I'm going to watch that. I've taken a few off my list.
Have you?
Yeah, but I don't really remember what they are right now. Yeah, I'm not even going to try. All right.
You actually have written a list?
No, you haven't seen this list?
No.
Oh, I mean.
He has a genuine list.
Yeah.
He does?
Of movies he needs to see.
The title of this list is Movies I Need to Watch Because Everyone Else Has Seen Them and I Haven't. And it's pretty big. There's probably a few that you could probably add on there, but I don't really.
Let me see if there's any I've seen.
You haven't seen Taken?
Nope.
I just watched that movie.
You haven't seen?
Was it good?
Oh, it's so good.
You haven't seen Terminator?
Could you count the throat chops? Okay. Terminator 2. I haven't seen 2 on.
Oh, yeah. I've seen all those.
Which thing? The original or the new one?
For Terminator?
No, the thing.
The thing.
Oh, the John Carpenter, the old one.
Okay. Oh, I've never seen that one.
Okay.
Ask Drew. He has it on VHS.
Ooh, I want to watch that on VHS.
Dude, this is
But for Taken, was there a lot of throat chops?
Yes.
Yes.
But it works. Hey, Black Hawk Down, I've seen that. It's really good.
I want to see those throat chops.
If you want to borrow a 40-year-old virgin, I do have
that movie. I want to see him.
You haven't seen Click?
You haven't seen Caddyshack?
Nope. There's a few.
You high.
Wait until you get to the bottom. You're going to be completely outraged.
All right. You haven't seen the Rob Zombie Halloween?
Nope.
No.
I haven't either.
Kung Fu Hustle, I've seen that one's funny.
Yeah, I need to.
Law-abiding citizen, that's badass. So's The Longest Yard.
Who is in that again?
You've never seen Monty Python? What?
Well, no. I've seen Holy Grail, not the other two.
Ben has all three of them.
I've seen Rambo 1.
Well, Ben's leaving.
And
I
the
can't
newest
really...
one.
He has left.
Oh, here, I thought he was on a boat.
He is on a boat.
He's on a boat.
And as soon as he gets back from the boat, he's not even...
You haven't seen The Transporter 1, 2, or 3?
Really?
No, I've seen like the beginning of the second one.
But you haven't seen all
There's
of them?
There's 3 of them?
Okay, that one's
just
sad.
I mean, I'm
gonna. That one's
It'll
really
happen.
Sad.
I saw that a
Don't
long time ago.
You've never seen the Titanic.
I know how it ends, though.
You should watch
they
it.
Die.
I like the beginning of it, though. Because...
Titanic, I know how it ends. Boat sinks.
Yeah. The
what was your first clue?
Because you ever heard of Mystery Science Theater 3000? Okay, it's this thing.
Nope.
It's this thing where it doesn't happen anymore, but they're still out there. They would have a movie on a screen, and it would usually be a pretty bad movie. And then there would be the silhouettes of three guys sitting in a movie theater on the bottom, and one of them was a human, and the other two were robots. And then they would just be ragging on the movie the whole time it's going. And but that show's over, and the same guys who kind of produced that show are doing something else called Riff Tracks, where they don't have the silhouettes anymore, but they're still making fun of the movie as it plays. And
oh, is that the one that we saw? We saw, like, a commercial for it last night.
Oh, Monos the Hands of Fate? Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
I saw the Mystery Science Theater 3000 version of them doing that. It is such a bad movie.
I do want to see this, just because it's a terrible
You want to watch it? We'll watch it later. Right. Maybe not today, but...
Yeah, probably not today. But...
Yeah. We'll do it later. No, seriously, it's funny. All
right. It's just so bad it's funny?
Yeah. Because you can make fun of everything about that movie.
It's just like horrible acting. Horrible.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna bring this up on IMDb right now just to figure out what the rating is. Manos.
See, my version of your instant messaging thing.
Because see, what I'm wondering is, I don't know. Okay, it has a 1.5 out of 10 on IMDb. What I'm wondering though is if
that's pretty bad.
Does it count as the worst movie I've ever seen? Because it was a Mystery Science Theater 3000 episode.
Okay, if you want to see some worse movies, you got to talk to Ben's little sister. She bought a 4-pack, and one of them's called Hell or Highway to Hell or something like that.
Okay.
Or Hell's Highway. It is horrible.
Who's in it? Anybody important?
No.
Okay. It's just like a small-time movie.
It's small-time, like...
Low budget.
2002, incredibly. Would you say it was made in 2002? I'm just looking it up right now.
Either 2002 or earlier. It's, like, really crappy.
A sexy homicidal hitchhiker calling herself Lucinda.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Who names their kid Lucinda?
Just keep reading.
Trailer park.
Oh, should I just read the synopsis? Oh, storyline. Four college friends take a fateful road trip. The road, Hell's Highway, a direct route to terror. They pick up Lucinda, a hot young hitchhiker full of sexual deviance and lust for the bloody kill. After being terrorized... Frick. Where was I? Oh, after being terrorized and nearly killed, the group manages to turn the tables. They thought they killed her, but just around the next bend, around every bend, she appears like a mirage ready to murder again. Is she the devil? Can anyone stop her killing spree?
Okay, now I have to see this just to laugh at
you
it.
You want
to
laugh at it?
It is funny.
It's got a four.
It got a four?
4 out of 10.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, 4 out of 10.
Apparently, Deuce Bigelow, Male Jiggle. Have you seen the...
Yes, I have.
It apparently got a 0 out of 4.
What?
And I believe it.
From Ebert?
So dumb. I don't know.
It's dumb, but it's funny.
No, Deuce Bigelow, European Jiggle is hilarious.
Oh.
Male Jiggle, the very first one, it's freaking gay. I hate so...
Deuce oh, my. Bigelow...
You've male gigolo.
5-6 out of 10.
Really?
Yeah.
Rob Schneider was in that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at European gigolo. That one's way better.
Are you sure?
I don't remember which one they play on TV
Deuce
all the time, but I watch them.
Probably European
big gigolo. I can't even spell.
The one with the black guy and he's like
European
extremely gay and dangerous.
4.4.
Kind of.
So,
the
no.
European one's worse.
Yeah.
European no, I think the European one's way funnier.
I'm staying away from this.
Yeah, the one I saw is the one where it's the white guy's the
yeah,
Bigelow, and he's the taking care of all the fish tanks.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's the first one.
A Rob Schneider movie from 2005 that's got a 4.4 on IMDb? No. Not doing it.
Just to laugh at. Hey, well, it's got a better rating than the Hell's Highway.
By 0.4? Come on, that's not
gonna... I do want to see Hell's Highway, though.
It's funny.
It's not going to do anything for anyone.
It's just so dumb it's funny.
I just hope there's a Mr. Science Theater 3000 version of it. That's what I'm looking forward to.
There probably is.
They did a lot of movies, really. And that was like their main thing, was that they were bad movies that they were ragging on.
Yeah. It's
a good
idea. That was their whole gimmick.
Ben, I got Ben for Christmas, or either me or his parents today. It's a 100 pack of the best science fiction movies. They're all horrible.
Really?
Yes.
What's in there? Do you know any?
No.
100 pack of movies?
Yeah.
That are all just god-awful.
You know, you can get...
Was, like, science fiction from, like, pre-1980s.
You can get, like, the entire box set of the James Bond movies off of Amazon for, like, $100.
Yeah.
I think they're Blu-rays.
But I
might look into that.
I need to check up on James Bond. Really
Drew
bad.
Owns
Skyfall.
Okay.
The new one that's coming out in November. Skyfall.
I'm going to the Midnight Premiere.
Amen.
Here's the thing. Okay.
Renee, you're going with us.
I don't care what you say.
But I got to catch up. I got to watch like Quantum of Solace and all those ones.
The story kind of ended with Quantum of Solace, didn't it?
It did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, most of them usually don't contact.
So you're going to want to watch Casino Royale on Quantum of Solace, but you don't really have to.
I'll do it anyway.
I have both of them, so you can just...
Because they're both freaking sweet.
Let's see.
I didn't like Quantum of Solace as much.
Not as much, but I liked it.
It was good.
Sorry.
I've heard good things about it, though. Some people didn't like it because I think Q wasn't in it.
Who?
Q. He was the guy. He's the guy
you
who gives
not
him the
know
gadgets.
Who Q is?
Gives him the gadgets, dude. Come on.
Yeah. He's the guy that creates all the cars and all that stuff.
Be happy in your ignorance.
Yeah.
Just keep smiling. So shameful. No, that Blu-ray thing on Amazon, it's called The Bond 50, and it's $186.
Jeez.
Yeah.
See,
all
I already
Blu-rays.
Own half of them, so.
Half of them?
Yeah.
So there's, I thought there would have been more.
There's 22 right now.
Yeah.
They made one every 2 years until after Quantum of Solace, and then they... waited 4 years to make this one.
They waited 4 years.
They
did they have a reason?
Long. It was because MGM was kind of going in the dumps, and they weren't going to put money into a movie that would probably fall out if...
Oh, was it?
They weren't sure if they were going to be able to finish it.
Yeah, oh.
Because they didn't know if they could or not because of financial reasons.
Could it have been the writer's strike, too?
Possibly.
Probably.
I don't... Well, wait a minute. I don't know if that actually affected
movies. I know MGM
movies.
Was actually going bankrupt after...
Yeah, that's what
Solace.
I heard.
Really?
Yeah.
Quantum of Solace made them go bankrupt?
No, I'm just saying, like, after they finished that movie, then they started going in the hole.
Well, what saved them?
They stopped making movies for a long time.
The movie will come back if we just wait long enough.
Well, and MGM's the only one that has rights to make James Bond movies.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I remember hearing that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
this is kind of exciting for me. Fox doesn't have the rights to Daredevil anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Daredevil?
Yeah.
The blind superhero?
Uh-huh. The rights are going back to Marvel. So, maybe they're going to put him into the Avengers? Maybe?
Maybe.
I don't know.
A blind guy?
Hey, I still have to see the first Avengers.
All I can...
You haven't seen?
No. I don't get out that often.
It's coming out, like, next month, like the 20th.
Yeah, it's coming up soon.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, the $3.
If they do put, Iron, like, Daredevil into the Avengers, all I can see is Iron Man tripping him as he walks by.
No, he can't do it.
I know. And then, like, Daredevil just, like, steps over or, like, kicks him.
That'd be pretty funny.
Beats his ass or something. I don't
know. They might have to do another separate Daredevil movie, though.
Yeah.
Because, beforehand, yeah. Yeah.
The first one didn't. Wasn't it Ben Affleck as Daredevil in the first one?
Ben Affleck? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck.
Hold on.
Like that's how he met Jennifer Garner, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in that movie.
Weird.
Let's see. It was, it was Ben Affleck. Wow. Colin Farrell was in it.
Was he? Who was he? Was he the Bullseye guy?
Yeah, he was Bullseye.
Yeah.
And Colin Farrell's going to be in this new movie that's coming out. We saw the trailer for it at the Expense of Seven Psychopaths.
That looks funny.
Yes. It's, fill you in on that. It's like seven dudes, and they're con artists in that they steal dogs from people, and then they take them back to the house, and they're all like, is this your dog? And then they get rewards for them.
Yeah.
Do they kill the people?
Weird.
No, they just steal their dogs, and then they return them and get money.
Yeah, and what it looks like...
No offense, that sounds really retarded.
And the plot of this movie is they accidentally
steal the wrong guy's dog.
They steal Woody Harrelson's dog, but Woody Harrelson isn't playing himself.
He's playing like a mob boss.
Yeah, and he just friggin' loses it.
Think Tallahassee if he got his dog taken.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, in that movie, like, dog is his kid, and I don't know, it's a weird parallel.
Hey, it works.
Yep.
It's good. It's good analysis for it.
Zombieland was good, but I didn't really like Jesse Eisenberg in it.
Played a pretty good nerd. Yeah.
He did okay. I think what would have been really funny was to have seen Michael Cera play that guy. That would have been awesome because he's awesome in Scott Pilgrim versus the World. I imagine it'd be kind of the same thing, only you know
with zombies.
He's killing zombies instead of evil exes. So
yeah.
Yeah, party. That's how it would go if I ran Hollywood. Yeah,
just busting into them.
Hollywood, listen to me.
Hey, I got a great idea. You all need to listen to me now because it's gonna make you money. I don't know why I did that voice.
Kid, get out of here.
Kid, hey, I'm making a movie here. Oh, we're kind of out of time, actually. I forgot to...
Cut.
I forgot to look at the thing, because there's a thing, but, you know, no one ever looks at it anyway.
I lost my phone somewhere.
Did anyone even listen to us? No. Thank you for not listening. We got
dicks.
No visitors. But anyway,
that sucks.
If you downloaded it, thank you for downloading it because it makes me feel a lot better. Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TJIFradio, same username on Twitter. Go ahead and email us anything except undesirable materials at TJIFradio.
He's talking about pornography.
Yes, I am. TJIFradioshow@gmail.com. Go ahead and stay tuned for Unrecorded Gold if you just happen to wander in. Oh, wait, you're not going to hear this because there's no one there. Whatever. See you next week. Maybe. Party on, everybody. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you up.